好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神的恩典够我们用。
God's grace is sufficient.
呀，当神的话语来到我们面前的时候，我们就有人生的方向。
When God's words come to us, then we have the direction in life.
保罗的三次宣教旅行也把我们带上了生命之旅啊。
Also, Paul's three mission journey also just bring us to the journey of life.
因为当我们在讲保罗的三次旅行的时候，一定会带出我们生命当中向神委身和奉献的心。
Because with the Paul's three mission journey also just bring us that or just heart to commit.
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
So let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
And Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的话语和能力。
Lord, we thank you for your words and your power.
因为在我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们舍命。
You already died for us while we're still the sinners.
因着信能够得到你所与我们同在的永生。
By faith, and you give us this eternal life.
单单凭这一点，我们离了耶稣基督也就没有活下去的意义了。
So only because of this, apart from Jesus Christ, life is meaningless.
人活着的原因与结果若不与耶稣基督相连，生命就的意义就荡然无存了。
So for the reason and the outcome, if we have no connection with the Lord, and the life is just meaningless.
主啊，求你在我们中间兴起拯救的人，兴起全世界奉献的人。
Lord, please revive the people to be saved. Also, I just with the people who can serve you.
主，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们借着今天这堂油推古神迹，继续的鼓励我们的心。
Please encourage us through today's sermon, the miracle of Eutychus.
好，让我们在这个神迹奇事的背后，看见神你建立教会、建立弟兄姐妹的这永远的心意。
And just let us see your heart and to establish the church and the church people.
谢谢主，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天讲到的题目是油推古神迹。
The sermon title today is the miracle of Eutychus.
油推古是谁呢？
Who's Eutychus?
是一个名不经传的一个少年人。
And he's just like a nobody.
这个人可能在人类的历史长河当中，甚至是一个籍籍无名的小人物。
So maybe in human history, he's just the little person.
他甚至是一个好像不太乖的孩子。
Maybe he's a person not quite just behave good.
保罗在讲到，他在睡大觉。
So Paul was preaching and he was sleeping.
而睡大觉不在床上睡，跑到三楼的窗户上睡。
And he just did not just sleep just on the bed, but just by the window.
结果一头栽下来给摔死了。
Then he just fell, he just found the high floor, and then he died.
但是上帝却借着保罗的祷告、祈求和感谢，他却从死里复活了。
However, he was resurrected, he was raised from the dead, just from the Paul's prayer.
讲的是何等的稀疏平常啊。
It just sounds like kind of ordinary.
但是确实一件神迹奇事，对吧？
However, it is a miracle.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
直到半夜。
Until midnight.
呀，我们需要站在圣经的角度，上帝的视角来看我们的时间与空间与我们的意义，对吧？
So we just need to look at the Holy Spirit's intention and about this.
呀，圣灵是怎么带领保罗一行呢？
How did the Holy Spirit guide Paul and his party?
他们离开了哥林多，离开了雅典，又回到了马其顿。
They left the Corinth and the Athens, and they went to this Macedonia.
为了躲避犹太人对他们的追杀呀。
In order to escape just from the Jews, they just want to kill them.
身上的财露了白了。
And because and also they just people know they brought the money.
被人知道他身上带的钱在路途上走。那能安全吗？一定不安全嘛。
So it is not safe, and people know they just they carry the money.
所以保罗一行他们就带的钱就没有按照这个犹太人他们的设计直回呀叙利亚或者耶路撒冷，乃是北上往马其顿再走一趟。
So Paul did not just go directly to Syria or Jerusalem. He just went to Macedonia.
去了马其顿，犹太人就 get out 就回希腊了嘛。
So when they returned to the Macedonia, so that the Jews just went back to Greece.
等犹太人回希腊之后，保罗又重新回到亚细亚省。
When the Jews returned to Greece, and Paul just went to just Asia.
就因为这个缘故，重新又回到呀这个他们常常已经去了第三次嘛，叫做 特罗亚这个城市。
Therefore, due to this, and they just went back and to Troas again.
我们也知道这个城市是一个非常了不起的城市，对吧？
And we know this city is just a very great city.
它刚好是死海和地中海之间南部的那个交通要道。
So it's a major just a transportation place by between the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean Sea.
啊，如果今天土耳其在这放一个岸基炮，就可以封锁呀，从死海出到地中海的所有的船只了。
So from Turkey, and they can just do something just to block those the ships.
好，就是这么一个时间、空间的环境，我们大概看一看两千年前发生一件怎样的神迹奇事。
So from this kind of the background, let's see what happened with the miracle there.
Yeah, 就是一个少年人从听到的从三楼上掉下来了嘛。
So there's a young man just fell just from the third floor and died.
通常教会发生这样的事情，就有人回溯追回去问到底发生什么事情啦。
When something like this happened in the church, then people want to just find out what happened.
为什么讲到半夜三更呢？
So why did Paul just preach until midnight?
那神在这里到底要对我们说什么心意呢？
So what's God's heart on this?
首先就是建立教会。
First, plant the church.
从约翰福音二十章第一节开始。
Beginning in John 20 verse 1.
其实主就已经在他复活的事上开始建立教会了。
So the Lord already established the church just based on his resurrection.
首先出现了一个时间字句，就是七日的头一日，七日的第一日，对吧？
So, and the verse talk about and the first day of the week.
别小看这几个字哦。
Do not overlook on this sentence.
这几个字是新约教会与犹太教堂 separation 分别为圣的一个表征，时间上的划分。这是第一日，有晚上，有早上，对吧？
This is a symbol of the establishment of the New Testament Church and its separation from the Judaism.
这日子在那时候既是神的拣选，也是教会脚步的行走啊。
This day at that time was both God's choice and the Church's footsteps.
按照罗马书一章十六节，福音的优先次序，保罗几乎每次都是先去犹太教堂、犹太会堂聚会。
So based on Romans chapter 1 verse 16, each time Paul just attended synagogue and meeting almost every time.
因为福音本是神的大能，要救一些相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人呢。
Because the gospel is the power of God, first the Jews and then the Gentiles.
但是保罗去到犹太会堂，他当然要传道、辩论、分享主的道嘛。
So when Paul just went to the synagogue, of course he would preach, debate, and also share the word of the Lord.
但是他的会众却包括一群比较顽固的犹太人啊。
However, the congregation includes those that stubborn the Jews.
而当时的犹太人是面对主的恩典，却不珍惜主的恩典啊。
At the time, the Jews did not treasure God's grace.
面对保罗所讲的福音，讲的神的道，反倒是屡屡的毁谤、陷害使徒，逼迫保罗一行啊。
When they faced the apostles' preaching, instead, they just repeatedly just slandered, framed, and the apostles and persecuted Paul and his party.
那么教会历史就告诉我们，渐渐的，初代教会的聚会就由原来的在安息日聚会的犹太会堂，转变为在今天主日聚会的新约教堂，这是个转换的过程。
So due to this, gradually the gathering of the early church changed from synagogue that originally just met on the Sabbath to New Testament churches that meet on Sunday today.
我们看见从约翰福音二十章到使徒行传二十章，两本书都在二十章出现了七日的第一日这个字句，对吧？
So we see in the book of John also the Acts and both on chapter 20 talking about.
这是上帝带领新约教会在时间上的初始建立啊。
So that's God's guidance for the initial establishment of New Testament Church in time.
那地点可能不是那么严格，但时间上很重要。它都定了七日的第一日，对吧？
The location may not be so strict, but the day is the first day of the week.
好，其次是行程紧密啊。
Secondly, a tight schedule.
从前面或者前面六章的经文，我们大概可以看到什么呢？
So from the previous verses, what can we see?
要保罗一行从腓立比开船五天， 到了特罗亚和他们相会，在那里住了七天。
So upon his party, they sailed from Philippi and arrived at Troas in 5 days and met them and stayed there for 7 days.
二十章第六节告诉我们保罗在那里发生了什么事情。
So chapter 20 verse 6 told us what happened there.
以及将要发生什么事情。
And what will happen.
以及已经发生了什么事情，对吧？
And what has happened.
留意时间上留下来的痕迹，对我们很重要。
Just pay attention about those marks, about the time lapse.
保罗他们基本上就是乘船乘了五天，然后在特罗亚服侍了七天。
After 5 days of boating, they arrived at Troas and served for 7 consecutive days.
到今天经文记载讲到这一天应该是最后一天，明天他就要走了。
This day should be just the last day and the next day they're leaving.
而且这一天是圣餐主日天啊。
And that is the communion Sunday.
呀，第二天保罗一行就要离开前往亚述、亚米推尼利等地了，对吧？
The next day, Paul and his party were leaving for Assos and the Mytilene and other places.
那基本上是离开特罗亚之后，沿着亚细亚省沿海的一些地方，渐渐的往叙利亚、往耶路撒冷赶去啊。
That is after they left the Syria, they just go to just the Asia.
那特罗亚教会的弟兄姐妹因为渴慕主的道啊。
The brothers and sisters in the church of the Troas were thirsty for the word of the Lord.
就将保罗们一些人留了下来。
So they kept Paul behind.
你跟我们多讲讲呗。
So can you preach a little more?
要与他们讲论主的道直到半夜。
So they wanted him to speak the word of the Lord until midnight.
这让我们想起我们的主当年也是走遍各城各乡，行程也是非常紧密的，对吧？
At that time, our Lord just traveled to various cities and villages with a tight schedule.
那么当然，主的榜样也成为保罗们的效法了。
And of course, it just became an example for Paul and his party's life.
我记得我在30年前吧，在初初回中国大陆讲道的时候，觉得国内的弟兄姐妹也有如此这般的渴慕啊。
I still remember 30 years ago when I just went back to China and just to preach, and same as the brother sister there.
大概我也能体会到保罗当年和特洛亚教会弟兄姐妹那种亲密的关系。
And I can just kind of feel and those brother sister in Troas their relation with Paul.
主的话语就建立成亲密的关系。
So with God's words to establish those the close relationship.
这种亲密的关系也会产生出紧密的行程啊。
With those close relations, also they will just form this tight schedule.
我们去台湾短宣的时候也是如此这样的紧密啊。
When we went to the mission trip in Taiwan, and also our schedule is very tight.
这是教会所当行的道路与见证。
So that's a testimony, also the path the church just went through.
好，最后呢是微光见证。
Finally, the glimmer of witness.
我们发现经文走到这里，好像突然间出现了一句插入语，在第八节。
At this point in the text, a parenthesis appears in verse 8.
这句话说的是，我们聚会的那座楼上有好些蜡烛。
Verse 8, there were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered.
为什么这句话会出现在这里呢？
How come this sentence just appeared here?
把这句话拿走，经文照样好像可以 go ahead 往前走啊。
If we just remove this sentence, seems like the passage, the thing still goes on.
但是如果我们认真是跟随着圣灵的感动一起去读这节经文呢？
However, if we just follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我们一看应该不太难领受到神圣灵所赐的那种内里之光啊。
And in that case, it's not hard to find there's a saying that the Holy Spirit just gives us the inner light.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why do we say so?
想想当时罗马帝国多么的辉煌，对吧？
And think about those at the time that the Roman Emperor is just kind of glorious.
当时整个罗马帝国在地中海整个沿岸的帝国可能是前无古人后无来者的伟大与辉煌，对吧？
The Roman Emperor at the Mediterranean area during that time, it's just like a great nation.
所以属世界的人总是喜欢高大上的辉煌，这是我们所了解的。
But we understand people who just belong to the world always like to show off their glory.
除了高大上的辉煌，人们还喜欢伟光正的夸耀，就是伟大光荣和正确的夸耀。
Not only want to show off their glory, also the grandeur.
但是我们的主却选择降生在马槽里。
However, our Lord chose to be born in a manger.
他行走在狭窄的约旦河两旁。
He just walked on the side of the narrow Jordan River.
他甚至没有远足去到他乡的他方的他乡的远方，对吧？
And the Lord didn't even travel far from his home.
所以耶稣弄来弄去就在巴勒斯坦狭小的地方就开了几个布道会，有些神迹奇事，影响其实并不是那么的大的，对吧？
Therefore, Jesus only just went through the area of the Palestine and they have some just the only just a few just miracle that kind of things.
因为上帝，我们的主耶稣基督所点燃的光是在我们心里，不在外边。
Because the light Jesus Christ is shining on us only just in our heart.
但是我们看看今天的世界，看看今天的教会乱象。我们跟主耶稣基督的样式和榜样一比较，立见高下，分出黑白来。
And also, we just take a look of today's situation. We can just see it and the difference.
在今天这个时代，我们已经不难见到以自己的名字为旗号的大型布道会了，对吧？
It is not difficult for us today to see the large-scale evangelistic meetings.
人们都喜欢搞一些什么某某什么大会，都喜欢做这样的事情，为什么呢？
And people like to do the so-called famous the great conferences.、Why?
因为这样的大会一旦来到的话，就会请到名堂比较响亮的大牧、大伯，或者一些大人物，对吧？
Because in this situation, and people can just invite the so-called the great pastors, great doctor, and under some kind of banner of their own name.
最好请到某某大公司的主管来给我们讲道，那了不起，因为他是属世界的大人物，对属灵的事上也会有给我们很多的亮光和指点，这不是很平常的事吗？今天
And today, it's just kind of ordinary that people just invite those speakers. They're just in the higher rank in the company and to give the conference.
要请一个美国西点军校的讲员来给我们讲道，哇，那一定比你自己教会的牧师要讲的好十万倍啊！
And if they can just invite and the so-called the famous speaker just from the West Point, and that would be even much better than church pastor.
或者请一个教会的牧师，也要看他教会的人数是不是最多的呀？
Or to invite the pastor from the church as a speaker, and we just the people just look at how many congregations in his church.
也看他在世界范围的职堂是不是超过100间的呀？
And also, the people want to see whether this pastor planted a church about like 100.
没有这样的荣耀，怎么配做我们大会的讲员呢？
Without such kind of glory, how can he be worthy to be the speaker?
但是这和耶稣基督的榜样全然是不同的，对吗？
However, this is totally different from the example of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在聪明人中间少有微光啊。
There is a little glimmer of light among wise men.
因为他们喜欢比较亮眼的东西，对吧？
Because they just want to be just shine on the stage.
但是我们在智慧人中间常见谦卑。
But the humility is that is common among wise men.
那么你呢，弟兄姐妹？
What about you, brothers
and sisters? 你的心是否甘于寂寞，乐于平常，活在微光的见证中？你是否愿意呢？
Are your hearts willing to be lonely, happy to be ordinary, and live in the glimmer of witness?
这个不容易的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is not easy.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
坠楼而亡。
Falling to death.
我们人生当中难免会遇见这样的一件事情。
In life, inevitably, and we will face this kind of thing.
突然间，在德州奥斯汀呀不远的地方，就有一个农场呀，赵安吉女士就在那里倒车，倒到自己家的水塘里给淹死了。
So in Austin, and in the country place, and the Miss that Angela Zhao, and she just fell to the pond and died.
因为他们赵家人和美国的权贵。呀，这些巨商们的关系，这件事很轰动啊。
And this news is just this kind of just astonishing because that this Zhao family has a relation with the government.
如此这样的大人物，也难免遇见一些猝不及防的突发事件吧。
So even though those great characters just face this kind of just this kind of situation.
这是我们日常生活当中的常见现象，同意吗？
It's just like it happened so ordinary in our life.
那今天圣经当中也出现这样类似的事情。
Today in the Bible also happened this kind of thing.
首先是一个少年人。
So first, a young man.
这个少年人名叫尤推古啊。
This young man's name was Eutychus.
这是哪家的孩子呢
？So whose family was he a child of?
他是怎么来到教会的呢
？How did he come to the church?
那么教会其他的少年人呢
？What about other young people in the church?
怎么教会没有人关心他呢
？Why doesn't anyone care about him?
教会是谁安排一个少年人会坐在那么危险的地方呢
？How could church arrange this young man just allowed to be just sitting alone in this dangerous place?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
少年人的问题对于华人教会的讲我们称之为是第二代福音事工对吧
So the young people's generation, their ministry, we call the second generation ministry.
少年人在华人教会里边是一个蛮尴尬的存在
So the youth and in a church, it's kind of difficult and it's kind of awkward.
毫无疑问他们是成年人的关怀、啊、
No doubt, and they are the one just taken care of just by adults.
同时他们也会成为教会的忽略。
But also they're just easily ignored.
就是说家长们既关心他他们又没有什么权利对吧
And the parents care about them, but seems like they don't have much right.
在华人教会的观念当中少年人通常被人认为是一种异类对吧
In the Chinese church, usually the young people are often considered just different from others.
行事为人吧似乎比较怪异。
And their behavior seems to be a bit weird.
极少人会从少年人内心深处的成长需要来关心他们。
Very few people will care about young people just based on their inner growth needs.
我们比较容易去指手画脚去批评责备这些少年人。
Instead, there will be many criticisms on them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
有没有想过一个问题
Have you thought about this issue?
一个教会之所以有少年人来到教会呢
So the reason the church has the young people.
这是主的恩典额外与我们同在的凭证啊。
So it is a proof that the Lord's grace is with us.
道理很简单呐。
And it's very simple reason.
一个没有少年人的教会，今后谁来接班呢
？A church without the young people, who will take over in the future?
一个没有少年人的教会，怎么会有未来呢？
A church without the young people, how can a church have a future?
所以我每次见到少年人，我心里都额外的开心。
Therefore, each time when I meet the young people, I'm very happy.
巴不得我们的少年人都心思意念想着如何去接这永恒的班呢
I'm just praying the young people will take over and this for the future ministry.
我们看看这个少年人来到教会做了些什么事情，让我们那么关注呢
？Let's see what did the young man do.
其次。沉睡窗台上
Second, sleep on the windowsill.
有没有想过这个少年人为什么会睡在窗台上呢
Have you ever wondered why this young man sleeps on the windowsill?
保罗到底在哪里讲到呢
Where did Paul preach?
他会不会在楼下讲到
Could it be just preaching downstairs?
二楼会不会有姐妹正在祷告呢
Could be there...could there be sisters praying on the
甚至我想的三楼可能会不会是一间杂物间呢、
啊、I'm also guessing maybe the third floor is a utility room.
放一些平日不用或者少用的一些物件，对不对
？To store some items they're not used for on or just very rarely use it.
这一类教会的角落是少年人喜欢去的地方。
This type of church corner is a favorite place for young people to go.
这个少年人跑到三楼，并没有引起教会的注意啊。
So the young man just ran to the third floor without attracting the church's attention.
说明教会需要警醒，对吧
？So it shows that church needs to be alert.
免得有人迷惑呀。
Lest anyone be deceived.
而且还是少年人更加容易迷惑，对不对
？And young men are more likely to be deceived.
或者不一定是少年人，成年人有同样的道理啊。
Or it doesn't have to be the teenager. The same is true for adults.
以前我在九龙城浸信会牧会的时候
，When I used to shepherd in that in Hong Kong and 九龙，
最高的那层楼吧，好像就是少年的青少年的活动中心吧。
And remember the on the top floor that is for the young people.
我忘了九楼还是十楼了。
Either ninth or tenth floor.
我们在那个最高的楼还住过一段时间。
I used to live in the top floor before.
少年人常常过来找我们玩。
During that time, and the young people like to come to visit us.
我看见这少年人心里边很开心呐、啊。
When I see the young people, I'm very happy.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，少年人不一定与成年人无关哦。
However, just pay attention. The young people that may not be have no relation with God.
因为任何人都有可能陷入属灵生命少年人的光景，对吧？
Because anyone can fall into the young man state of a spiritual life.
当人一旦不警醒，
if a person is not alert,
就有可能入了迷惑，甚至沉睡在躺平的窗台上。
They may just fall into confusion, even fall asleep on the windowsill.
呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
求神帮助我们关注教会的少年人。
May God help us just to pay attention to the young people in the church.
尽我们所能去关心他们。
Try our best to care for them.
了解他们生命的需要。
And understand the needs in their life.
他们心里边的挣扎是什么？
And what is struggling in their life?
不要等到有一天他真是躺平在窗台上的时候，我们可能想帮也来不及了。
So don't just wait till the last minute when they just lie down by the windowsill.
因为那掉下去的地方必定死，对吧？
Because the place they fall and they will die.
也是跟当年上帝吩咐亚当也是一个道理啊。
It's similar, just like God just commanded Adam and Eve.
上帝说：“唯有园当中那棵树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死啊。”
So God just said to Adam and Eve, only just the tree and in this garden, and you cannot eat. The day you will die.
好在耶稣基督来了，把福音带给这些躺平甚至摔死的人呐。
So thank the Lord, and Jesus Christ came and just to save them.
好，最后是三楼掉下来。
Finally, falling from the third floor.
我们试想一下，一间教会如果有三层楼。
So think about this. A church has three floors.
通常楼下住些什么人呢？
Who would just be there at the downstairs?
来的就是新朋友嘛。
So that is usually the new friends.
我曾经去林献高牧师的那个教会，是中山五路大马站和后来的雅和堂，德政北这个，我都两个地方我都去过。它都是几层楼的，三层楼这么一个概念。
I remember I used to go to Pastor 林献高 's church. It's that at least like a third floor.
楼下吧都是一些新朋友，或者说是来时间不长的一些会众，聚会完了赶紧跑啊。
Usually the new friends and the other congregations sit downstairs.
那么二楼呢会坐着一些彼此相对比较熟悉的会友啊，对吧？
But also that the members who are just relatively familiar with each other sit on the second floor.
三楼则会是教会的核心领袖了。
And the core leaders of the church sit on the third floor.
那林献高牧师就在三楼有个小房子，隔开他就住在里边。
And Pastor 林献高 has a room and just in the third floor where he lives.
所以这个少年人能够去到三楼，他有可能是教会核心领袖的一个孩子了。
So this young man and just stay at the floor, third floor, maybe he's the children of the core leader.
可能父母都来到教会了。
Maybe his parents are in the church.
孩子吧，好像也没地儿去，跟着来吧。
So the children, just like this young man, just went with the parents.
来了吧，又找不到朋友。
So here he is, but he just cannot find any friends to play with.
没人跟他玩又无聊，怎么办呢？
And he's lonely. What can he do?
年纪小，身材苗条又瘦小，在窗台上坐着，看起来没什么问题啊。
And he's young and slender, so he just sits on the windowsill. Seems like it's not a problem.
只是保罗讲道可能是从早讲到晚了。
But Paul just preached from morning till night.
那少年人听着听着，眼皮打架。瞌睡睡觉那也不足为奇啊。
And for the young man, just a tired and fall asleep, that is not the ordinary.
三楼的阳台从上面三层楼掉下来，摔死是一件奇怪的事吗？不奇怪。
So just to fall just from the third floor, and isn't that just and die? Isn't that the strange? It's not.
但是一件生理上看起来不奇怪的事情发生在教会，那绝对是一件令人震惊的事情，同意吗？
However, for the things happen, that is not strange, but when it happened in the church, and it's just kind of shocking.
教会的事情其实就是生死存亡的事情，同意吗？
The issue that happened in the church, it's related to life and death, right?
与生死有关的事情，一定是教会关心的事情。
The things have related to life and death. That is what the church cares about.
因为上帝的心意就是关乎到万民的生死存亡啊。
Because God's heart just care about the people's life and death.
好，我们看第三点，死里复活。
Let's look at the third point, resurrection from the dead.
教会发生一些 大事件，大家会很震惊，对吧？
So the people are just shocking because the church got this kind of big issue happening.
这一类的事情出现的时候，我们会怎样的反应呢？
How would we respond to such kind of big issue?
我们应该如何回应呢？
How should we respond?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们停止好奇，不再批评，止住埋怨的时候呢？
When we start stopping just curious, criticizing, and complaining,
我们甚至就有可能从圣经、从信心的眼光来看待一件坏事啊。
And then we may just see a bad thing from the Bible and from the perspective of faith.
我们来看看圣经是怎么描述和表达这一件不太好的事情。
Let's see how the Bible describes about this bad thing.
首先是保罗下去。
First, Paul went down.
要教会发生突发事件。
When this emergency occurs in a church,
教会领袖当然理所应当优先去处理啊。
Church leaders should give priority to dealing with them.
尤其是与生死相关、与生命相连的事情啊。
Especially matters related to life.
圣经描述保罗的细节是值得我们注意的。
The details of Paul's description in the Bible are worthy of our attention.
圣经说保罗下去之后就伏在少年人的身上抱着他。
After Paul went down, he fell on the young man and hugged him.
有些奇怪，对吧？
Sounds strange, right?
有个老人家。
So an old man.
看见一个小男孩掉从三楼掉下去，趴在他身上抱着他。
When he saw the young man just fell from the third floor, and he just went to hug him.
我猜保罗这个时候在用心为他祷告了。
I guess Paul was praying for him with all his heart.
他可能会说：“主啊，求你救这个少年人吧。”
He may say to the Lord, "Please save this young man."
应该时间不会太长。
It shouldn't just take long.
他就对弟兄姐妹说了。
And then he said to brothers and sisters,
不要惊慌，他的灵魂还在身上呢。
Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him.
这句话有点石破天惊哦。
This words, the sentence, it's kind of just astonishing.
其实这是属灵人的独到之处啊。
This is uniqueness of spiritual purpose.
是以人的灵魂是否还在为生死存亡的准则，能体会得到吗？
So, just taking the human soul as the criterion of life and the death.
会不会当时也有医生在场呢？
So could there be a doctor there?
可能发现了没了呼吸，也没了心跳，直接宣告少年人已经死了。
And he may just found that there were no breathing or heartbeat, so he immediately declared the young man dead.
或者不需要去什么医生，人的常识也能摸摸鼻子，不吐气了，那就是死了。
Or without seeing a doctor, just by the common sense and no breathing, then just announce his death.
在医院还要想脑死亡还是心死亡，很多不同的标准。但在家里边死，就看你有没有呼吸嘛。
So in the hospital, maybe there's different way to discern. However, at home, just see if he has a breathing.
不管怎么样，圣经记载当时的人就认为他已经死了。
No matter what, during the time, the people just at the presence, they thought he died.
那教会面对一件这样的事情。当如何处理呢？
How would the church handle this?
我们看看保罗是怎么做的。
Let's see how Paul did.
保罗趴在身上把他抱起来为他祷告。
So Paul just fell and also just kind of hold him.
也劝勉弟兄姐妹说他没死，他灵魂还在呢。
He also just told the brother sister that he did not die.
好像稀疏平常一般就离开了。
Seems like what he said is very just common, and then he just left.
保罗上去哪了呢？
So Paul went up. Where did he go?
可能上了二楼，甚至可能上了三楼。
Maybe, and he just went up to the second floor or the third floor.
圣经记载说保罗又上去拨饼吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮，这才走。
So the Bible says, and when Paul had gone up and had broken his bread and eaten, and he preached, and then he left.
留意圣经的记载是一个点一个点把它连成线，对吧？
We can see what the Bible describes. It just kind of dot connect to another dot.
而每一点都其实要花一些时间呢。
Actually, each little dot, what happened, it takes time.
剥饼不可能一秒钟就完了嘛，要几分钟剥的，慢慢剥的。
So it doesn't take only a second, and to just to break the bread.
不完饼吧，还要分给弟兄姐妹啊。
After you break the bread, you need to share it with brothers and sisters.
分给弟兄姐妹，那还得吃啊。
After that, they have to eat.
这都要花时间，同意吗？
It all takes time.
而且还说谈论了许久。
And also mentioned about they just talked for a long time.
谈论了多久呢？
How long?
谈到天亮，通宵啊，弟兄姐妹。
They just talk the whole night, and for the whole, and it just take so much time.
然后就走了。
And then they left.
跟少年人没什么关系了。
Seems like it has nothing to do with this young man.
就走了。
They left.
呀，显然刚才的聚会是个擘饼聚会，是个圣餐聚会啊。
Obviously, the meeting they just now was at the bread breaking meeting.
当少年人从三楼掉下来的时候，还在分在这领在派圣餐呢。
So when the young man just fell from the third floor, they were still receiving the Holy Communion.
看起来应该是保罗在主领圣餐聚会了。
It should be Paul who was leading the communion meeting.
所以当他去处理那个少年人的时候呢，大家都还在楼上等着他。
When he was handling this young man, actually the people were still waiting for him.For Paul.
所以呢，保罗就回来将擘饼这个圣餐聚会继续完成它呀。
Therefore, Paul just came back to continue the communion meeting.
非常有趣的是什么呢？
What's interesting is
是擘饼聚会结束了，他们还在谈。
So, and that is after the communion service was over, they
were still talking. 当然是谈关于耶稣基督从死里复活的真理嘛。
Of course, they were talking about the truth about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from death.
谈到天亮这才走。
And they talked until dawn, and they left.
谁走了？
Who's gone?
都走了。
They're all gone.
会众走了，保罗也离开了特罗亚，往亚朔去了。
The congregation left, and Paul also left Troas and went to Ephesus.
这个界限切得很干净哦，聚会完就走了。
So this boundary is very clear cut.
没有记载保罗再回头去看看那个少年人。
So the Bible didn't say Paul went back to check on the young man.
这是保罗的忽略吗？
So did Paul just ignore him?
这是保罗的关心不够吗？
Or was Paul just did not care about him?
甚至教会里可能会有人论断说保罗这个人心里没有爱，关怀不够，会不会啊？
Maybe the church would just judge Paul that he does not have enough love.
但是圣经怎么描述这个少年人呢？
But how does the Bible describe about this young man?
啊，最后童子活了。
Finally, the youth lived.
呀，关于这个少年是什么时候复活、何时醒来的，并不是圣经的关注啊，弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters, when a young man was resurrected or when he awoke is not a biblical concern.
这个少年人是在保罗走之前醒过来的吗？
So, did a young man wake up before Paul left?
还是在保罗走了之后才醒过来的呢？
Or did he just wake up after Paul left?
圣经没有直截了当的交代，没有说。
The Bible doesn't say that.
也似乎在表达一个这个不重要啊，重要吗？
And it doesn't seem to be important.
重要的是这个少年人从死里复活的，这个重要。
So what's important is the young man rose from the dead.
而且因此教会得了安慰。
And the church was comforted by it.
盼望大家读经要读到这个 key point， 不要钻到自己的这个牛角尖里面。
I just hope when we read the Bible, just do not just go to just the corner and just read it.
如果是在保罗走之前复活就发生了呢？
If the resurrection happened before Paul left,
那是在表达上帝的安慰与感恩呢？
Then it was the God expressing comfort and thanksgiving.
神这个时候要把安慰赐给教会，教导教会应当感恩，对不对？
God also gave the comfort to the church so the church can be thankful.
那为什么神不能够是让这个少年人在保罗走了之后才复活醒过来呢？
Why can't Bible just, that God just let the young man just awake after Paul left?
如果是这样的话呢？
In that case,
那么圣经则是在表达教会当有的信心了。
Then Bible would be expressing the faith that the church should have.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，犹推古神迹是一个立体结构的教会生活观测点。
So the miracle of Eutychus is a three-dimensional observation point of church life.
整个过程，圣经的作者记载的丰富而深刻。
The whole process is rich and profound.
因为复活本是神的大能啊。
Because the resurrection is a power of God.
要叫神的儿子耶稣基督得荣耀，教会得敬力， 得建立，信徒得信心呐、啊。
Which enables Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to be glorified, and the church to be established, and the believers to gain faith.
那么这件事发生之后的两千年之后的你的得着是什么呢
？So for you, after the 2000 years, what are you receiving?
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Holy Father, we thank you and appreciate you.
感谢你借着七日的第一日来建立教会。
Thank you to establish a church for the first day of the week.
感谢你让我们看见整个教会对神的道的渴慕啊。
And thank you, you just let us to see and the church's longing for you.
从早到晚的渴慕啊。
From morning till midnight and the church's longing for you.
感谢主，你让我们看见保罗一路行程那微弱的光芒的见证。
Also, you just let us see at this testimony about the slight glimmers.
也帮助我们如何学习去隐藏自己。
Help us how to hide ourselves.
把自己藏在基督耶稣里。
Just hide ourselves in Jesus Christ.
不要让自己的名字露出马脚。
Do not just reveal our name.
成为一个破口，被撒旦钻空子。
And just be the just bridge entered for the Satan and his control.
甚至因为人的骄傲被上帝所击打。
Or because the people's pride and just be just the foot struck by God.
这在圣经里面多少的例子啊
！In the Bible, there's many examples.
主，感谢主，让我们与这位叫油推古的少年人相遇、相知和相爱。
Lord, we thank you to let us to meet Eutychus and let us just to understand about this and also.
我们看见这个少年人熟睡躺平在三楼上的窗台上。
And we see this young man and just fall asleep and also just lean against this windowsill.
可能他的软弱和灰心成为他摔死的一个契机啊。
Maybe his weakness and discouragement has become just the opportunity for him to be awake.
然而神你的拯救却此时此刻临到教会。
However, God's salvation at this time and just arrived the church.
让我们一同经历这个死里复活的神迹奇事。
Let us just experience this miracle, just arise from the dead.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
给我们这样的恩典。
Give us such kind of grace.
让我们再一次的经历死里复活的神迹。
Let us once again experience the miracle, just to rise from the dead.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.